Hello, this is Erica with the Spark Podcast.
Voices humming, creations bloom. Through this podcast, we'll get there soon. No more waiting, it's time to soar. Dreams are worth it, open the door.
Hello there, this is Erica, your host, and welcome to the Spark Podcast, a podcast for artists and performing artists in the entertainment industry. Do you want to see some of your wildest dreams come true? Do you want to overcome certain unhelpful tendencies that are getting in the way of your dream life? Do you want to grow together? Stay tuned. Hello, this is Erica, your host, and welcome back to the Spark Podcast. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 7, titled Sanford Miser's Acting Exercises. It is March 19th, 2024, and today we're going to talk about Sanford Miser's acting technique and his acting exercises. Let's dive right in. Who is Sanford Meisner, and why is his acting technique important? Sanford Meisner, Brooklyn, New York native, studied with Lee Strasberg, the creator of the acting method, loosely inspired off of Stanislavski's acting method. If you're not familiar with these people, I would definitely look into them on Google. It was through his acting training with Strasberg that he developed the Meisner acting technique. However, his technique differs from his predecessors since it does not use affective or emotional memory. His acting technique has inspired other acting methods and is still practiced today on stage, film, in studios, and classrooms across the country. Meisner was an acting teacher for over 64 years and created several Meisner acting schools to teach his method to. Some of the actors who utilize Meisner technique include Alec Baldwin, Alexandra Daddario, Allison Janney, Anthony Hopkins, Christopher Lloyd, Christoph Waltz, Diane Keaton, Grace Kelly, Gregory Peck, Jack Nicholson, James Franco, James Gandolfini, Jeff Bridges, Jeff Goldblum, Joan Fontaine, John Voight, Kathy Bates, Lee Grant, Mary Steenburgen, Maureen Stapleton, Michelle Pfeiffer, Naomi Watts, Peter Falk, Tina Fey, and the list goes on. Meisner Acting Technique Guidelines. Meisner's technique's mantra is to live truthfully under imaginary circumstances. His acting approach is based on emotional preparation, repetition, and improvisation. His intention was for actors to think less, trust their authentic instincts more, and be present and fully alive with their scene partner, instead of primarily depending on rehearsal and memory. He desired for his students to improvise and be flexible in their performances, and not make any choices until something or someone provoked them to. This would result in scene partners connecting more fully so they do not miss vital nonverbal cues. This is one of the many highlights of Meisner's approach. It allows acting partners to emotionally connect more quickly based on being attuned to them through various observational repetition and improv exercises. Here are the main Meisner repetition partner exercises and other variations. The repetition exercise. In this exercise, two actors, A and B, face each other, either standing or sitting on chairs. Ideally, the first thing A recognizes. An example would be, you have brown hair. Actor B's task is to listen attentively and then repeat exactly what they've heard. Actor A then repeats back what they heard, and so on and so forth. To master this exercise, keep your undivided attention on your partner before you respond without anticipating their next line. If you do, start again with a new observation. If you're not being affected by your scene partner, slow down and start again. The speed should be slow enough to hear the words, but not so slow that you have time to overanalyze or think your response. The intensity and emotional energy will and should change. If one of you makes a mistake, repeat the last stated words, mistakes and all. Listening is important. This is an emotional exercise, not an intellectual one. Here's the exercise in action. Partner A makes an observation, "You have brown hair." Partner B responds with, "I have brown hair." Partner A makes the same observation again, "You have brown hair." Partner B responds with, "I have brown hair." Partner B responds with a line, "You have brown hair," and so on and so forth. It might evolve into partner B making an observation, "You are smiling." And partner A responds, "I am smiling." Partner B makes an observation, "You are smiling." Partner A responds, "I am smiling," and so on. The repetition exercise variation one. This time, the exercise will be repeated, except this time, it will have a specific point of view. The key is to be truthful. Actor A, "You're wearing a necklace." Actor B, "I am wearing a necklace." Actor A, "You're wearing a necklace." Actor B, "I am wearing a necklace." Actor A, "Your eyebrows went up." Actor B, "My eyebrows went up." And so on. The repetition exercise variation 2. Actor A will perform a task that takes all of their concentration, and actor B, after about a minute or so, will come in and make an observational statement. This could be a literal activity or imaginary activity using pantomime. Remember to justify why you're doing this activity right now. Your motivations could be one of the four categories. The motivations listed are by no means complete. Category 1, status-based. You got promoted, got elected, won an award, won a contest, won a role in a movie, received a title. Your reputation is ruined, etc. Category 2, money. Losing life savings, got hired, winning a bet/contest, you got a raise, etc. Category 3, love. Getting the guy/girl, losing the guy/girl, keeping the guy/girl, winning the parents' approval, you got fan mail, etc. Category 4, security. Losing money or possessions, protecting self or family, losing a job, losing approval, losing a relationship, losing freedom, losing shelter, etc. Here are some complex activity examples that would require your full undivided attention. Opening a coconut without proper tools. Untangling jewelry. Peeling an orange, trying to keep the peel in one place. Writing a letter. Learning to knit. Decorating a cake. Solving a Rubik's Cube. Gluing a vase back together. Making balloon animals. Sorting tiny beads by color. Ironing an extremely wrinkly shirt. Putting together a difficult puzzle. Writing a poem. Cutting out shapes perfectly. Disarming a bomb. Deciphering a secret code. Giving yourself a manicure. Making something out of clay. Untying a knotted rope. Packing a suitcase for a month-long trip. Hiding something in your backpack so it cannot be found. Putting together a Lego figure following instructions. You get the idea. Here's an example of that exercise. Actor A is on stage, trying to open something. Actor B walks on stage, observes Actor A, and says, "You're trying to open a jar of pickles." Actor A responds, "I'm trying to open a jar of pickles." Actor A observes, "You're here with me." Actor B responds, "I'm here with you." Actor B observes, "You're stressed
Actor A responds, "I'm stressed," and continue. This is where we will stop for now. With these exercises, actors cultivate a profound level of connection and rapport with their scene partners, fostering dynamic and emotionally resonant performances on stage and screen. It is a powerful tool for developing the spontaneity, emotional depth, and authenticity that are central to the Meisner acting method. Thank you for tuning into the Spark Podcast. Disclaimer, everything mentioned in this podcast is for educational purposes only. Everything stated is opinion and based on Sanford Meisner's book, Sanford Meisner on Acting, as well as the backstage article written by Alex Utes and the information therein. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, feel free to like, share, review, download, and follow me and or subscribe. Your voice matters, and we would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to my email address at sparkpodcastentertainment@gmail.com. That's sparkpodcastentertainment@gmail.com. To tune in to future episodes, please tune in to our podcast every Tuesday for a fresh episode that is 30 minutes or less on some topic regarding your creative journey in the entertainment industry. Until next time, spark on.